T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
He's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so you know how people will, like, call you guys and be like, I was doing some detective work on my own?
Yes, of course. We always appreciate a good nosy snoop now and again, yeah.
Okay. So I suck at that, so I was hoping you guys could kind of help me out.
Oh, okay, a snooping assignment. Who are we snooping on?
So it's this guy I've been dating. His name is Sean.
Okay, and what's the story with Sean?
So we met about a month ago, and I was with some friends, and he comes up and starts talking to me, and I thought he was really cute, so he asked me for my number, and I gave it to him, and then, like, almost a week later, we ran into each other somewhere else. So he goes, okay, this is like fate or something. Now we pretty much have to go on a date. So the next night we went to dinner and we've been seeing each other for like a few weeks.
You know, this is so funny. The same thing sort of happened to me and my wife. We actually dated, broke up, and then I ran back into her. And it was almost like God was trying to tell me something, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, pretty much. So the problem I'm having is he has an Instagram page, but there's literally only 2 pictures on it. Like, there's one of him with his car, and then there's one of him with his dog, and that's it. So I even teased about it. I was like, wow, pretty impressive Instagram page there. And we laughed. And he goes, man, not really into, like, social media stuff.
Well, some people aren't into social media.
Yeah, like my fiance, Paul, he doesn't put anything up except pictures of his dog, Tufton, and that is it. Nothing else.
Okay, but, like, here's the strange part. So I noticed his phone screen on Saturday because he put his phone down to help me with something, and I noticed he had 12 notifications on Instagram that he hadn't seen yet. Like, 12 notifications.
Huh.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, so you're telling me 12 people left you comments on both your really old pictures?
How did you know it was 12? Did his phone say, like, you have 12 unread Instagram notifications?
No, like, the little Instagram button thing had, like, a number 12 in the corner, like, when you get messages.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, so, all right, well, big deal. He has 12 comments to read. That's not, you know, that big of a deal.
I looked on his page and there aren't any comments.
Yeah, but I wonder if those were DMs and not comments.
Ah, yes. The plot thickens.
Yeah, well, here's the other part. I mentioned this to, like, my girlfriend and she was like, I hate to tell you this, but he probably has a different Instagram than the one he showed you. Like, he probably gave you his safe Instagram and he probably has a second backup one.
Wow. So you think he has 2 Instagrams and you're only seeing, like, the one he wants you to see?
Yeah, I mean, it happened to her when she was dating a guy. Like, same thing, basically.
Wow.
That sounds crazy. I don't know.
Unfortunately, nothing sounds crazy when it comes to dating and social media anymore.
I'm thinking about it. When I first joined Instagram, I had 2 Instagrams. In fact, I had 2 Instagrams for a long time. I had my personal one, and then I had my work one. The only reason I deleted my other one is because it got to be too much work. But, you know, if I was single, I would love the idea of having, like, a boring vanilla Instagram and then a really kick-ass secret one. So, I mean, that could be what's going on.
Did you ask him at all about the notifications? Like, did you say, wow, you have a lot of messages to check?
No, I just didn't want him to think I was snooping on his phone or anything.
Okay, so that's why you hired us to do it.
Yeah, like I said, I normally suck at it, so...
Okay, so at the very least, we can probably find out if he has this second secret Instagram. That part will probably be easier. But if he says, like, no, I only have one, then I would imagine, like Natalia said, those messages are all DMs, and you're going to have to somehow peek in his phone. So maybe make him dinner one night and give him chronic diarrhea, and then when he's on the crapper, like, jailbreak his phone or something. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Okay, so you have his number, I take it?
Sean, yeah.
Okay. I don't think he will fall for the, hey, this is Instagram calling. We think someone hacked your account. Because even idiots pretty much sniff that out nowadays. So you said one of his 2 photos is with his car. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. The car in the photo. Does he still drive that car?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of car is it? Do you happen to know?
Yeah, it's a Corvette.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. We're going to tell him we're from a Corvette club and that we saw his picture on Instagram. And then we're going to ask him. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sean?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Hey, man, my name's Jack Harlow. I'm calling from the Tidewater Corvette Club. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, listen, we're trying to get something done this month on the 15th. That's the Saturday. I'm sorry if you're busy. I'll be really quick. We're trying to get people to post a picture of themselves with their Corvette on our Instagram page. It's National Corvette Day. And if we get the most pictures, then everybody who posts gets some really cool stuff from Chevrolet. There's like 25 Corvette clubs in the country doing it. We're trying to get the most likes. So I got your number from the dealership. They said you were a Corvette owner. Is that right?
I have a 2020 C8.
Oh, okay. Is that the Stingray?
It is, yeah.
Okay. What color is she?
Black.
Nice. Okay. One of my buddies got the cobalt blue. Looks really nice. Okay. So that brings me to my next question. Are you on Instagram?
Yes.
All right. Super. Can I reach out to you then? Like, what's your little, handle or whatever you call it?
Well, the one with the picture of me and the vet is Sean Y7.
Okay. And did you say you have the one, so you have more than one Instagram? Because, like, every liked photo helps us even more, and you can like our photos from more than one account. It's totally legal.
Yeah, my other account's Andrew 2, but that's the work account, so I keep that one private.
Okay, great. Doesn't matter to me, man. We're not going to be spamming you or anything. We just need numbers of likes and stuff. That's all. Can you hang on 1 second for me?
Yeah, but actually I'm like walking into the gym right now, so it might be hard to hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Don't sweat it. All right, go ahead. Thanks for taking my call, and I'll be checking out for you on the Instagram, okay?
Okay, yeah, no problem.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
By the way, everybody, sorry about bleeping out the Instagram tags, but our attorneys told us, unless it's like a business, we can't put private IG tags on there. It's like a privacy thing. We had a whole Zoom about it. Okay, so first of all, Nikki, two accounts, like you said, but the other is for work. That's all.
Okay, that's fine, I guess.
I mean, maybe he gets his business contacts away. Is he in real estate by any chance?
Oh, my God. I don't think he's in real estate.
What's going on? Why is your mouth wide open to the floor right now?
So, Nikki?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I just went to his other Instagram. It is private, but there's a link in his bio, and it says www.cowboysforangels.com, and then it has the hashtag DC.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just went to cowboysforangels.com and look what it says.
Okay. Oh, hang on a second. Hold on a second. What is it?
Cowboysforangels.com. Oh, my God. Hurry up.
Cowboysforangels. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, boy. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Nikki, are you ready for this?
What is it?
Cowboys for Angels. Straight elite male companions for women. Welcome to the exciting world of Cowboys for Angels, an elite personalized male escort agency for women, catering to the most discerning, exclusive women who expect nothing but the best. We pride ourselves on our concierge style of clientele service as well as top tier discretion. So he's a male escort.
I was wondering why his private Instagram had the name Andrew and not Sean.
Okay.
And then I looked up the website.
So here's a list of the cities they serve. There's nothing in Virginia, but DC is on here.
Didn't he have hashtag DC in his bio? Hold on. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. Hang on. I'm looking. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There he is. Andrew serving the greater DC area. Well, I have to say, he is a handsome man.
Wow, God, I knew this was too good to be true.
Yeah, go to cowboysforangels.com, and then on the part, like the menu where it says Cowboys, all these cities come down. Choose DC, and then see if Andrew is Sean.
I mean, I'm sure it's him. I don't even care.
Okay.
like that settles it, I guess.
So you said you don't even care? So are you still going to date him?
Oh, hell no. Oh, not a chance in hell. No way. That's, like, disgusting.
Okay, because he probably makes some good money.
Probably not as much as Damien in L.A. Did you see him?
No, Natalia, I'm no longer perusing the gross male escorts by city. I'm sorry. Listen, Nikki, at least you got your answer. I mean, I really feel bad, but at least you know.
Yeah, and just figures. This crap only happens to me. I swear to God.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.